Jesus, you need to know. Jesus, the same yesterday, the same today, and forever you remain the same. Jesus, the same yesterday, oh, you are.
Jesus, the same. to come up higher. We need to stop seeing from the perspective of our stomach. Some of us is from the perspective of our stomach. We see what we eat, what we drink. Life is more than that. If it affects what you eat, you don't care what God thinks. We need to leave that place. Our care, how we survive, survival and needs, we need to live there. We need to come up higher. In these end times, we need to see from where God is seeing from. We don't see from political eyes. We see from God's perspective. God works in mysterious ways, and God does things that people cannot understand. Scripture says His ways are not our ways, and His thoughts are not our thoughts. As far, as high. Do you see why you need to come up higher? Do you see why I need to come up higher? We need to stop seeing from the mundane, how we survive. Systems are failing. How you survive will not matter. Systems are failing. But there is a God that can cause ravens to feed you. There is a God that can turn water to wine. There is a God that can fill your jars to overflowing. There is a God. So we need to come up higher. We need to go deeper in Him. Deeper in understanding of Him. That we are not shaken when the storm comes. Because the storm will yet come. What will you do? The storm will yet come. What will you do? If your root is not deep, you will be like that beauty that the wind comes and blow away. Then strong. You need to be strong. They that know their God will be strong, and they will do what? Exploit. This is the time you ask for strength. Strong. In the face of adversity, strong. In the face of persecution, strong. And then wise. The question is, the children of this world are wise. He says, be as gentle as a dove, but as wise as what? Serpents. Be wise. Be wise in this and not your wisdom, the wisdom of the Holy Ghost. That's why we talked about the Holy Ghost. Be wise. Let the Holy Ghost lead you. You are wise when you have the Holy Ghost as your leader. Don't follow the system. The system has nothing to offer you, but God has a lot to offer you. And then bold. Of what essence is your faith if you are not bold about it? You think the people are afraid of Christians? They are not afraid if you call yourself Christians. They are afraid when you begin to speak boldly. When you begin to open your mouth as a Christian, you begin to say, no, this is what the Lord says. That's when they don't like you. That's when they are afraid. So of what use, scripture say, if you are salt, that you don't savor? Of what use, if you are light, you are under the bushel? Of what use, if you say you carry God and you are not bold? Of what use is Jesus in your life and you cannot boldly say, I carry Jesus and I'm not afraid of that? It's not a stigma. It's an honor. It's not a stigma. It's an honor that you bear the name of Jesus. It's an honor that you bear the name of Jesus. It's not a stigma. So you need to be bold and be courageous. Bold. For 1 minute, these things we have asked, begin to ask the Lord. I need wisdom. I need boldness. I need strength. I need power. I need power. I need strength. I need to be strong. I need to come up higher. I need to be. No, stop asking. I need to eat. Food will not be your problem in these days. I need to come up higher. Higher. Open your mouth and ask Him. Lord, take me higher. Take us higher. Make us bolder. Make us bolder. Make us bolder. Let us be bold about Christ. Those that do perversion, they are bold about perversion. You and I have to be bold about the gospel, bold about Jesus Christ. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He is the power unto salvation. Bold to declare what you believe. It's not a stigma, it's an honor. To be called by His name is a privilege. To be known by His name. 30 more seconds. Open your mouth. Say, Lord, make me bolder. Lord, make me wiser. Lord, take me higher. Lord, make me stronger. Lord, make me holy. Begin to open your mouth. Ask asking, help me, help me, help me in these last days. Help me to stand. Help me to be bold. Help me to speak. Help me to be courageous. Give me courage. Give me boldness. Open your mouth in this room. Open your mouth in this room. Don't say it inside of you. Wherever you open your mouth, Lord, I need boldness. Lord, I need courage. Lord, I need strength. I need power. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Give me boldness. Give me courage. Give me strength. Give me wisdom. Open your mouth. Everyone in this room, open your mouth. Say, give me boldness. Give me courage. Give me boldness. Give me courage. Give me boldness. Give me wisdom. I need wisdom. I need wisdom. I need to know. I need to know what is your will. I need wisdom. I need to discern. Give me discernment. Help me to discern the times. Eliana no rane yanandes. Eliana yanay. Fire, fire, fire. Jehovah, take us higher. Deeper, 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 deeper. We need to be rooted in you. Rooted in your word. Rooted in your word. Rooted in your truth. To be deeply rooted in your word. Make us stronger. Make us stronger. Father, we ask for boldness. Oh, Father, we ask for boldness to stand. We will not chicken out of the truth. We will not, because of persecution, chicken out of the truth. Give us boldness. Give us boldness. Help us be strong. Because they that know their God, they that are deep in their God, they are strong and they do exploits. The exploit there. He's not just thinking of miracle. The exploit is actually proclaiming truth, unbiased, unafraid. Give us courage. We ask in the name of Jesus. Give us courage. Give us boldness. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. Jehovah, take us higher. Higher.
take us higher, deeper, deeper. Jehovah, make us deeper, deeper. Jehovah, make us deep. We say stronger, stronger. Jehovah, make us stronger, stronger, stronger. Jehovah, make us stronger. We say wiser, wiser. Jehovah, make us wiser, wiser, wiser. Jehovah, make us wiser. Holy, holy, Jehovah, make us whole. Holy, holy, Jehovah, make us whole. Without holiness, we cannot see Him. Holy, holy, Jehovah, makes us whole. Jehovah, makes us whole. Jehovah, make us holy. Holy, 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 holy. Jehovah, make us holy. Holy, 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 holy. Jehovah, make us holy. And we say bolder, 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 bolder. Without fear, bolder, bolder. Let me tell you, friends, to go on the streets to preach the gospel now, you have to be bold. It's not as easy as it was 2 years ago. It's not as easy as it was 3 years ago. It's not as easy as it was 10 years ago. You have to be bold. When you are meeting people that are looking at you audaciously and trying to convince you that what you know is not true, you have to be bold like a lion. Bold to say, yes, Jesus is the Lord. Yes, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Yes, there is no salvation anywhere else but in Him. Yes, He died for you. Yes, while you were yet a sinner, He loves you and He died for you. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. You need to be bold. Jesus, John, they preach repentance. That Christianity that allows for anything. No, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And scripture says John of all the prophets is the greatest. For doing what? Preaching. Repent, for the king. He didn't do miracles. What did he do? Repent. He came to prepare the way for the Lord. I say this to you, my friends, we're in the last days. Don't say you are not warned. You have to stoke your fire more than ever before, because they will quench it for you. They are waiting. They are not just waiting with water. They are waiting with everything possible to quench your fire. And they are coming from every side. 1 minute you are beginning to question what you believe. They are pushing narratives that doesn't make sense. They are pushing narratives that is making you question, okay, maybe God, did God really, is this how God really made? Is this maybe truly, or maybe is how, maybe God made a mistake. Maybe, you know, gender is not this, is not that. They are pushing it, not just in your face. I pity the children growing up in these days. So parents, you have to be bolder. Husbands, bolder. Wives, bolder. Children, bolder. Old men, bolder. Young men, bolder. Bold. If you believe that this is not your home and you have a home, what do you do here? You leave the kingdom here on earth boldly. Whatever we do here ends. But there is a place that is for eternity, life eternal. There is also death, condemnation eternal, when we refuse to do what? Repent. So I beg you, it will get worse. It will get worse. The mainstream media, they want to change your narrative. They want you to change what you believe. They want me to change what I believe. You have to say no. You believe on the word of the Lord and nothing else. Why? Heaven and earth will pass, but the word will do what? Will remain. I pray that we hear what the Spirit says. The narrative tries to steal your joy. When you don't have joy, what can you think of? Everything is confusing. Refuse for the narrative to change your joy, to steal your joy, because the kingdom is righteousness. The kingdom is peace. The narrative is to do what? Steal your righteousness, your right standing. The narrative is to steal what? Your peace. And the narrative is to steal what? Your joy. Because the kingdom is what? Righteousness, peace, and what? Joy in the Holy Ghost. So when you hear the news, you begin to begin to lose your peace. You begin to be uncomfortable. No. Shut down the news and hear the news, the good news. Shut down the news and listen to what? The good news. And what is the good news? The Bible. The Word of God. Don't let mainstream, low stream, backstream media change your narrative. Your narrative is righteousness. Your narrative is peace that surpasses all understanding. And your narrative is what? You didn't hear me. Your narrative is what? You didn't hear me. Your narrative is what? See, you have to let the joy out. If you let them determine the joy, you will never have joy. Is it from one news to the other, one bad news? If you let the system determine your joy, you will never have joy. So you have to let the joy out. You are the joy. Joy is inside of you. You carry joy. If you carry God, you carry joy. If you carry the kingdom, you carry joy. If you are in the kingdom, you carry joy. If you belong to the kingdom, you carry joy. So your narrative is what? Righteousness. Your narrative is what? Peace. And your narrative is what? Joy in the Holy Ghost. Before we leave you, let me tell you again. I say your narrative is what?
Righteousness.
You are not saying it like you know it. Your narrative is what?
Righteousness.
Your narrative is what?
Peace.
And your narrative is what?
Joy.
You are coming up. I declare to you, your narrative is what?
Righteousness.
Your narrative is what?
Peace
in all circumstances. And your narrative is what?
Joy
in the Holy Ghost. I say your narrative is what?
Righteousness.
Your narrative is what?
Peace.
And your narrative is what?
Joy
in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Let nothing steal your joy. Let nothing steal your joy. You hear me? Even when you don't have reason, laugh. You don't have reason, I say laugh. Because it will help you. It will help you. Sadness causes nothing good. Worry, sorrow does not give you anything. But joy, 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 joy. Upon you, and the Lord give you his peace that surpasses understanding, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Lord and King. We bless your holy name. We give you the glory. Thank you, for in Jesus' name we have fellowship.